Blog Talk Radio.
To give him as little as attention as I possibly can.
Who, your husband or your children?
what were we talking about? What? I don't remember.
About your husband tripping into you repeatedly.
No.
Yeah, about you
no.
tripping your husband penis first into you.
I don't have to trick
okay.
him into anything. I don't have to trick him into anything.
Trick him in tripping.
Mm-mm.
Well, I believe
it. Get
Chrissy
that penis
got,
away
Chrissy
from
got
me.
That ass. Chrissy
get
got
that
penis
ass. Away from me.
She's been posting her ass up all over Facebook lately.
Uh-oh.
Not her actual ass.
No.
She's got all these little outfits on. She's like a, it's like a little dress me doll.
Yes.
I see.
I accessorize. No, I feel like
yeah,
that's
so,
fun, and it's harmless, and it makes me happy. And
no, it
go.
Makes me happy, too.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking beautiful for the camera.
Do what now?
No. Nobody's talking about you, Lily. I'm talking about Christine. Christine dresses up whatever she wants. I'm going to be there liking her pictures, being like, oh, yeah. It's all creepy.
I don't know. You're always
I know.
Fuck up, old man.
Which one?
Sorry.
I don't know. She could have been talking to either of us.
I'm talking to Granddad.
Oh, okay.
He's grumbling.
You got to be specific. You got to be like old black man. Then we know that you're not talking to us.
Oh, motherfucker.
So we got a couple things to get to, but I wanted to start off. Christy saw this shit that I posted on Facebook, but I got into kind of an argument with somebody because they decided that just because I'm a white heterosexual male that I couldn't sympathize with their plight, which I'm really, really over. I'm over that shit.
Jesus. So, so someone, if you make a comment and is a right winger, they'll come at you. And if someone's, more to the left than you, they'll criticize you for not being relatable.
Yeah, but I think when you get to the point where you're criticizing people who sympathize with you, that you're not left anymore. You're veering more to the right and you're becoming a fucking fascist.
Well, sometimes, to be fair, if it's in the context of a minority and a white person, sometimes white people can be extremely condescending. Like, bitch, you don't know the struggle.
Oh, of course they
do. And it's just like, and we encounter that a lot more than an enlightened person or a sympathetic person or empathetic person or whatever.
Well,
yeah, no,
I'm not saying that. You know, I would say the majority of white heterosexual guys are absolutely incapable. They're either semi-sympathetic and condescending, or they're just not sympathetic at all and they don't care because they're white privileged male douchebags, which is, like I said, the majority of them. But, I don't think that just because you're white and you prefer vaginas and you're a male doesn't mean that you can't be sympathetic. Like, I grew up in an area where it's hard not to be sympathetic to the plight of black folks, you know? And I've been friends with enough different kind of people that I see the kind of shit people go through. You know, like I've tried to be extremely sensitive and open-minded to seeing what happens to people, especially when they're close friends of mine. You know, like, and the thing is, I personally am open to hearing about your experience. Like, I want to know, I can only imagine, unless you tell me. But don't think that just because you grew up in a different way than me, that I'm not going to understand where you're coming from. Nobody is ever anyone else. Like, nobody is ever going to know exactly what you went through because you're you. Unless you plant yourself inside someone's head, it's never going to be the same experience for you.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. This old man's about to experience an ass whooping if you don't leave me alone. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
We were talking about white privilege and specifically how I kind of resent it when people said I wouldn't understand where they're coming from just because I'm a white guy, a white straight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. You've, I would say, more than most white straight guys have been in a neighborhood and gone to a high school that was definitely rough and tough. And you know, definitely gave you more of an inside perspective than someone looking from the outside, at the very least.
You know, no, I'm not a gay black woman. Like, I've never been a gay black woman. You know, and no, I can't. And I'm, you know, I, like, Christy tells me about the shit she goes through, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Like, I've seen other people going through that shit. You know what I'm saying? Even some of the shit that women have to go through, being mm-hmm. a woman, just having people treat them like an object and shit. I've seen that shit. I've stopped
yeah.
that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, like, I understand what you're talking about. No, I'm not Christy. I'm not going to go home and think about Jesus Christ, you know, like, what, like, why do I have to be persecuted just because I have a vagina? But I think about my friends who have that happen to them. You know, I talk about it. I'm like, fuck, how fucked up is it that you can't walk down the street just being your damn self? Like, you got to worry about who's trying to get up in you and shit at any given time.
Damn.
And as yeah. we know, unless you pull a knife on Christy, you're not getting up in that.
Even if you do pull a knife on me, you're getting up in there.
For all our listeners that are recently joining us, let's recap that story, Christy. You wound up dating a young man who flashed a knife to you many years ago.
Well, it was
years
later.
Christy, some kid flashed a knife on Christy because he was trying to like stick up for his boy or something that Christy was no longer
right.
dating.
In a misguided way. In a very
misguided way. And
oh,
of course that planted a seed of eroticism within Christy's soul. And she thought to
no.
herself, someday I will make
what
love
happened
to you, nice
was
man.
That what happened was is that the police
he
were
got
involved
better. That's
a,
let's just recap it. He got better.
Yes, he got better when he got mature. When you know, you got to fast forward 2 to 3 years later.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not enough time for me, honestly.
What?
<You know.
laughs> Yes. Motherfucker Brandon's my father, he better kill my ass.
That's like, you know, like 10 years
but
later.
No,
I'm
seriously.
Like,
but no, here's the thing. I was not scared whatsoever. It wasn't like when he did it, I was like, seriously, are you for real? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, it doesn't matter if you were Christy. It's not.
It was
it,
like
it literally.
It was like
doesn't matter if you're scared or not. I know you're
like,
not scared
okay.
because you're fucking Christy.
Yes, I survived more worse.
Like,
you know, that was
you're
like,
honestly, Christy, you're just as liable to pull a knife than he was. Like, you're just
that was a heartbeat away.
You know. Yeah,
I
like
really
he got
am.
To it first is your only complaint.
I really am. Violent.
He must have read your body language and like, oh, is she going for that knife?
Oh, he's like, oh, this bitch want a knife. what it boils down to is that he pulled a knife on you for whatever reason. No, you weren't scared because I have a feeling
no.
that there's very few things that actually scare you because you just
yes.
you're just a little ball of fury waiting to be fucking lit. And then,
okay.
so he pulls a knife on you, and then somehow 2 years later, I guess you guys kissed and made up, and then you were like, here's my vagina. That's how the story goes.
I never gave him my vagina. What part of my,
I
why
said,
do you?
Because I could have sworn the last time we talked about, oh no, I thought you gave up the poom poom.
What makes you think that? I was still young.
Because I'm pretty
how
sure
about,
you said
like,
that.
No, not gave up the poom poom. I
no.
lose my virginity until later on in my latter years.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay, so you just gave him an over the pants handy.
And probably some hunching. Probably a little hunching. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay, so then you know, some of the mystery of the story I guess is receded because I was under the impression that dude pulled a knife on you and 3 years later you're getting sloppy in the back seat of his Toyota.
No. No, we rode around in his car a lot.
Did he pull knives? Were you there when he pulled knives on other people?
No. No. No.
Is this young man still alive? I mean, it sounds like you.
But I did. But I did circle the block for him. You know, keep the car running. I don't know what happened. Plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess this is a dead topic. The point was is that I feel like if you're of a marginalized group, and you guys can tell me your opinions on it. I don't think it's productive to go around saying, well, you're never going to understand me. Well, how about instead of saying you're never going to understand me, how about you try to make them understand you?
Yeah.
That's the optimal way to go, not that way, because, you know, that's a very – it's kind of like a projective way that, you know, they're projecting their inability to convey their struggle to you in a convincing argument, otherwise just throw the blame on you kind of thing, so – whatever.
No, and that's, to me, like, there's always going to be a line when it comes to somebody understanding you, and that line is, you're not me. Like, it doesn't matter if I grew up, like, I have friends who went through the same shit as Mickey. Mickey went through the same shit as me, you know? A little white boy in Mount Vernon getting fucked up by all the black kids or whatever, and instead of just hating black people, he actually was like, you know, why did this happen to me? And he thought about it, and he grew accustomed to the ideas of why that would happen, what the history is behind such things. And, you know, but Mickey and I are never going to be the same person, because we're just not. We're two different people. It doesn't matter
like,
if you have the same...
I could try to explain the difference between, like, even the racism within black people, like dark skin versus light skin. And,
right,
you
exactly.
You know, the idea of beauty and ugly hair and cute hair and shit like that. You know,
that's why it makes me laugh when I listen to that new Beyonce song and she talks about her black features, and I'm like, bitch, what black features? One of the whitest black women I've ever seen.
But listen, she's still black, though. Black comes in beautiful different shades.
Yeah,
black.
I know, and I'd like to come in that beautiful different shape. You know what I'm saying?
You are so gross. I like it. It's weird. So damn
like
gross.
Like, but you know, like that's just it. Nobody will ever be able to completely put themselves in other people's shoes, but you shouldn't focus on that difference. Like,
mm-hmm.
Why isolate yourself? I feel like if you're somebody in a marginalized group, you've been excluded your whole life. You've been somebody who's made to feel like you're an outsider because of who and what you are. So now it's your turn, because now you've connected with all these other people and you have this group, and you may be marginalized still, but you've managed to reach out to people. And that's one of the reasons why the internet is amazing, is because you can actually find other people that have been through similar stuff. You know,
yes.
But when you get to that point and you start saying, okay, now fuck everyone else. No, like, come on now. That's not the point of anything. Like, you were excluded your whole life, and now you're going to turn around and exclude everyone else?
Doesn't make sense.
Like, where's the lesson
no.
in that? I don't understand. Where's the growth in that?
You need exactly. connectivity. We need to have, you know, we're not meant to be left off in the corner. We're meant to make connections and make the world is a better place through the connection. Anyways,
agreed.
Let's talk about the Trump rally. Can we talk about the
We can talk about the Trump rally, and we can talk about the I know you wanted to talk about the debates last time, too, so we can talk about that. I heard that there was some violence at the Trump rally. Right.
Yes.
What do you
guys think? He canceled stuff. His rally in Chicago.
Oh, shit.
And there were some protesters at the one today in Ohio and stuff.
Oh, wait, there was
but
one
yes.
There was one today also?
He had one this morning in Dayton, Ohio, in a hangar some goddamn where. And there was people there and protesters, and he ended up kicking them out and stuff. And other people in the race are like, this is irreprehensible. He incites violence. And then Donald Trump's like, no, no, no. They hit us and we hit back. But I didn't see that from the last video. I clearly saw the guys, you know, the police walking the guy up the stairs. And one of our supporters square up and punch him square in the face. And then the police arrest the guy that got hit. That's what I saw. I didn't see nobody fleeing on first, but the supporters, though. I don't know where he's getting that. And Trump is the master of just saying something, whether it's true or not, and people just eat it up, you know. But I don't know. Trump has done some ass-backward things and some stuff that I admit I giggled at because it was just too much for me. You know what I mean?
I have too. I honestly, like, as much as I hate his ass, and Louis and I, obviously, we've mentioned this before, Louis and I have pretty much wanted him to be assassinated about, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, like, the guy has always been a fucking scumbag. And it's so amazing to me that he is where he is right now, because I can promise you I never saw this coming, ever.
Me either.
You know, I was watching that Rage Against the Machine video where they're in Wall Street, kind of bopping around, get arrested and all that. Michael Moore directed it, and I freeze framed. This is recorded in '99 or 2000. I freeze framed a part of it because some crazy guy, actually had a Donald Trump for President 2000. Poster up. I'm like, here we are 16 years later, and this is actually quite a possibility.
Do you remember, though, like, side note, do you remember when we went to Graceland on our way across the country? Like, 15, God, how long ago was that? It was like 15, 16 years ago?
15 years ago,
yeah.
I still live in Memphis.
And did you really? So we're in Graceland, and right across the street from the museum part of Grace, because Graceland is on both sides of the street. Like, the actual, I think, house is on one side.
It's in
and
the
then
middle,
like,
of, like, a...
Yeah.
Just right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right, the street kind of bisects the property. So, right across the street from the museum and the entrance part was a little-ass shack 15 fucking years ago with a board up on the shack that said Al Sharpton for president 15 fucking years ago. And I will never, ever forget that, because what a strange place to see it, first off, in the honky mecca of the fucking South.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll just never forget that shit. But anyway, the thing is,
did you guys go to Liberty Land? Did you go to the theme park?
We didn't go.
No, we didn't go.
We really wanted to, but I think we just kind of, like, the price was just a little too ridiculous.
It was. I think it was like 30, 40 bucks just to go into Elvis's house. I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but so did anybody watch one of the last presidential, the Republican presidential debates where they brought up the off-the-record New York Times interview that Trump did?
No.
What happened?
Well, here's what happened was he did an interview with the New York Times that was supposed to be, parts of it were supposed to be off the record, and they got leaked. And he's been doing some backpedaling since. And basically what he said was something that I'd always kind of suspected, especially because of a lot of the shit that he said in the past. He's, regardless of what a piece of shit he is, and he is a piece of shit, he's always had strong ties to the Democrats. He's always had fairly Democratic views, which he's a Dixiecrat, you know, like he's a rich piece of shit Democrat who's kind of racist and shit. So he's never really been a Democrat, but he's always had major Democratic ties, way more than Republican ties. And he went in this interview and said, basically, that he's not going to build a wall. He's not going to do any of that shit. It's just to get votes, which I kind of figured that all along. I mean, some of the shit he says, I'm like, I know this guy's an asshole, but not even he could believe this shit. He's just saying it.
Yeah. He's not.
And his whole defense about the interview is, well, you know, some things that are supposed to be off the record are supposed to be off the record. Like, I would never release things that are off the record. It's like, okay. That's a great
defense. Very good, Donald.
Yeah, so you said it, but you don't really know. But he does that. He doesn't actually have to. All he does is make some kind of bombastic statement next. Or, you know, call the New York Times interview who did it interviewer who did it, you know, a loser and a piece of shit or whatever, and then it's forgotten. That's all he has to do.
I was listening to the radio, news radio, and he has spent significantly less than most candidates in recent history on television ads because he just doesn't need it because there's so much press that he gets, you know, his name is out there. It just, there's no need for him to have TV commercials about him because there's so many news pieces on him.
That's amazing.
Well, he can go to the news outlets and buy a spot on there, you know, for less than a
yeah, I mean, nobody's going to refuse his money, like, honestly. Like, if he wanted to get a TV ad, it would be... He could probably
no,
get it at a discount.
That's right.
Too.
He's just not spending it all because he doesn't need to.
Yeah, he doesn't need
He just says some outrageous things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't believe it. It's like, he'll say anything to anybody. You don't give a fuck. If Jesus said right
now,
hey, Trump, if Jesus was like, come down and say, hey, Trump, chill out. He's like, fuck you, and your sandals. Go across the border with all the rest of the immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You terrorists.
And that's, see, here's the thing. Like, and this is kind of the core of why I've always hated him, is because he takes no responsibility for his words and actions whatsoever.
Not
an iota. And that's one of the most vile things that I personally hold against celebrities and public figures is the fact that they don't care about the kind of influence their words have. And Donald Trump is a major example.
Absolutely.
For instance, he's always, you know, like during his rallies, he's talking about, oh, you know, rough them up. You know, if a protester's there, somebody's making noise, rough them up. You know, he's like, don't give them their coats back. Throw them out in the cold without their coat. Just like the most fucking vile, violent shit. Oh, I want to punch him in the face. These guys are, you know, somebody called him a pussy. I won't say it. I won't call him a pussy, but somebody else did, and that's, you know, wow.
Dumb.
Can you believe they did that?
Guys, pure entertainment, man.
Like, you can't even let your kids watch the debate. You know, you can't even watch, you know, it's not a debate anymore. It's just who can outshout the other person. Who can get the last word before damn buzzer go out?
And Mike, you summed it up a couple of weeks ago. It's just like the natural progression or digression, or not really a digression, but the going backward, the evolution of the Republican Party. Like, this is what's it, you know? They've pandered to the retards so long to get them to vote that now it's backfiring on them.
Right.
Exploding in their laps.
But that's, they've, honestly, for years they've been pandering to hate mongers. Their xenophobia, which is like, I still to this day don't understand the xenophobia of America.
Me
because
either.
none of the people here are natives. None of, even the fucking hillbilly redneck motherfuckers in the middle of the deep South, they're all descended from Scottish immigrants.
I know. Scottish, Irish.
Like this, yeah, specifically, like the mountain people in the South are absolutely sequestered themselves, are Scottish immigrants that sequestered themselves. This is, like, this is the root of this country. There are, the only native people in this country were fucking destroyed by alcohol and white people. Those
and
are
blanket.
The natives in this country.
Chickenpox blankets.
And Lincoln? I thought you said
blankets. Blankets.
Oh, blankets. Yeah. Blankets and
sight.
Casinos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my point is that there's nobody in this country is a native. Every fucking dish that we have is from somewhere else. Hot dogs? Guess where those came from?
With
they're sausages.
Your mama.
Exactly. Apple pie? You think apple pie was invented in America? The fuck
no?
out of here.
Your mama.
I'm pretty sure Adam and Eve, like Eve tried to make an apple pie, but Adam was just trying to dick her too much, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to get that shit in. She was like, you know, I'm trying to bake here, motherfucker. Like, shit. And that's when he was like, God, Yo, God, she talked to the snake.
Sold her out?
He snitched on her.
He snitched on her. Adam snitched on Eve. I maintain that. But she was probably nagging him, so he was just tired of it, you know?
She was hungry. Bitch was hungry.
She's like, I'm going to get this apple. I'm going to make a pie. And he's like, no, 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 just bite that shit, babe. Come on. You ain't got to do all that. Come on, I'll pull my fig leaf. I'll pull my fig leaf to the side, and we can get busy.
Bitch, I'm hungry.
Bite that shit. Don't be cooking all that shit, bitch. Let me just bite it. Mm-mm. Bite that shit and get back up on me. But that's the thing. There's nobody in this country that's native. Nobody. Nobody in this country is a native.
Well, guess what? It's either Trump or Cruz.
Jesus.
See, but both of the, I mean, here's the thing. Donald Trump is evil because he's extremely self-serving and horrible. And I will admit that I have, like, the fact that Donald Trump has referenced his penis in a presidential debate, like, there's definitely a part of me that finds that really fucking fun.
There's definitely entertainment value in it.
There is.
But, I mean, there's a lot of retarded people.
It's over the line.
It is over the line.
And it pulls the strings of...
I'm somebody who hates lines. Right.
It's embarrassing.
But to me it shows exactly how insecure he is as a person. Like, that's proof positive to me that he's fucking insecure as a person and not really worthy to lead any fucking thing whatsoever.
Just, yeah, who's worthy to lead? It's a question.
But Cruz, though, nobody likes Cruz, really.
Well, he's an evil scumbag.
Cruz, well, okay.
And Marco Rubio don't stand a chance.
No, he doesn't, and I don't really feel very good about him either. But here's the thing about Ted Cruz. Like, it's been said multiple times that nobody likes Ted Cruz and that the establishment doesn't like Ted Cruz, but here's the thing. The establishment is... essentially there's a lot of other parties involved, like Rupert Murdoch and his whole Fox empire and you know, News Corp or whatever the parent company is. But the Koch brothers are among the wealthiest people in the entire world. And their fingers are in pretty much every major business that we have in this country. Agriculture, you know, any kind of food products. I'm pretty sure they own ConAgra Foods? Isn't that them too?
Louis? I'm not sure.
Well, ConAgra is like the parent company to pretty much like Nabisco, like every fucking major brand. Their parent company is either ConAgra or like one other person. They have ties in the oil industry and the car industry. Like they have their fingers in fucking everything. They, for lack of a better word, are the establishment. These guys are the establishment. Anytime there's been a major Republican candidate, hell, anytime there's been any Republican candidates, you will see Koch brothers' money behind them. And if the establishment doesn't like Ted Cruz, they showed there's a really funny way of showing it by giving Ted Cruz's campaign $60 million about 2 months ago. So like
they don't like his ass, but they'll back his ass.
Well, that's just I'm not entirely sure they haven't given money to Donald Trump, but they have said, they just came out recently and said that they're not going to fight against Donald Trump. Now, granted, anything said by these guys is most likely bullshit. These are not honest people. Period.
Yeah.
There's no way you can tell me there's honest people. There's no proof that they're honest people. But. And that doesn't, like, I'm just not really ready to levy a conspiracy charge at these guys for lying about not going after Trump. I don't think they want to go after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think they care that much. I think they want the guy, because first off, like Trump has been doing all this shit to prove he's a Republican. Like, I watched this video of him like being blessed on a Bible, and these people like all put their hands on him, which, by the way, took a monumentous effort on his part to sit through, because the guy hates being touched and he hates germs. He's a germaphobe. Like, I know this because I listened to Howard Stern for years, and he was on Howard Stern all the time, and they talked about this shit. Like, you can learn a lot about Donald Trump by listening to the Howard Stern show many, many years ago. So he's like a germaphobe. He doesn't like to be touched, and he's got all these greasy, fat, white Christians with their hands on him in front of a Bible, and they're just saying just stupid white people, God, Jesus bullshit. Nonsense. You know? Like, oh, bless Mr. Trump, and he will make this country better, and of course most of them are Southern. You know?
Yes.
He will make this country better, and he will do this, and he will do that, and bless his run, and bless his family, and all this stuff, and he's just sitting there. This thing lasts for like 10 minutes of just fat white people talking.
Right.
And I just don't think the Koch brothers care that much, because they want Ted Cruz to win, which is why they put so much money behind him. But honestly, $60 million is almost a drop in a bucket to these clowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's like not... They spend that much money in a month on a Democratic candidate. You know, it's fucking nothing to these people.
Disgusting.
It's pocket change. Disgusting.
You need to run as a Republican just to make them money.
You can say, you know, Trump doesn't take corporate money either, but Trump is a corporation.
Corporate.
That's good. So how is he not taking corporate money?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't take any outside corporate money. He does, though. He does take donations from
corporations. Well, yeah, he raised... a while back. Well, but you know how he says that he's funding his own campaign, and I was watching something that explained how he's lending his campaign the money so that he could, pay it back, you know what I mean, like with public funds. That's possible.
I don't know. I don't even know how that works. Like, when a campaign spends money, isn't that money just gone? Like, isn't that the end of that money? Like, when you spend money on a campaign, even if you win, like, there's no...
So he's lending his campaign the money, and I'm not sure if there's, like, kind of, like, a cutoff for, like, public funds, and then that public fund, you would pay himself back with those public funds,
yeah.
I think, was the... I'm not 100% sure, but he was definitely lending his campaign the money to.
Right, I know he was lending the campaign money, but his campaign isn't only taking money from him, although he is giving it money. He is lending the money to the campaign.
Yeah.
Do campaigns actually make money?
No, they don't make money. They're just,
they don't,
yeah,
right? They don't. They just take money.
They're not supposed to.
They don't generate it.
Right.
They're not supposed to.
I don't know how recent this was. It was a video of a Trump rally where he put out like all his Trump products, like he had Trump vodka and Trump steaks, and he was gonna. He was selling them to the people there. Now, I'm pretty sure those products are kind of defunct now, so it could have been during one of his other presidential runs, because this is not his first presidential run. He just dropped out way earlier in the other ones.
Yeah.
And he really didn't have a chance in the other ones either.
Can't believe he actually had a chance.
That's just the thing. He may have the chance to get the Republican nomination, but does he really have a chance to run this country?
Well, I mean, so far, polls say that Hillary wouldn't beat him.
I know enough people hate Hillary. Like, so many people hate Hillary.
I mean, I hate Hillary. I very much do like the woman, but compared to Trump. And
black people like Hillary.
Jesus.
A lot of people do like Hillary.
Old black people like Hillary.
I think they only like Hillary because they love Bill.
Old black people faithfully go out to vote.
But the only reason old black people like Hillary is because they loved Bill.
Absolutely.
Yes, they love Bill Clinton. Black people felt like they had a chance during the Clinton years. Bill did all right by them.
I don't get it with her.
Also those, but that tough on crime stuff. That was a motherfucker.
Tough on crime. Program.
I haven't agreed with Hillary Clinton in a long time. She, for a Democrat, she's surprisingly hawkish. She's a pro-war, pro-NSA, pro-censorship Democrat. I don't understand that. I don't get that. You remember Louis, when we actually gave a shit about things and we used to go to like the protests in the city and stuff?
Even then
we didn't really care that much because we mostly just people watched. We didn't even fucking care. We didn't have billboards or anything.
Yeah,
I think it's just a lawyer in her.
I think you're right, but like, do you remember the free speech zones that they started creating? They put it, instead of allowing people like to actually just protest, they set up perimeters so that there were like 10 blocks between the fucking conventions, including the Democratic conventions, and people. Like, you couldn't get anywhere near these buildings as a protester, even just as a regular person. I mean, there's no way you could look at Louis and I and think we were protesters because we had our noses up in the air and we hated everyone. But, like, this free speech zone bullshit that they came up with, that was Hillary, too. She was all for that shit. Had no problem with that whatsoever.
She had no problem with going to war with Iraq. She had no problem with all kinds of bullshit, you know?
So. Yeah, she had no problem with all that. And I've never been that person. I don't care about Hillary Clinton. Like, granted, she may be a better alternative than Trump, but I'm not even so sure about that. Like, I'll probably, if she's the nomination, I just have a history of voting Democrat, so, you know, I'll probably keep doing that. But this is going to be a painful-ass vote for me if
this
I have to vote
for
Hillary
Clinton.
This is a really bad election. There's no good. I really think that Bernie Sanders is the only genuine way to go. I really do. Everyone else is nonsense, except maybe John Kasich, but he's also a Republican. And while he does make a lot of sense and he seems like a good guy, he still wants to cut funding to Planned Parenthood and shit, which, that's asinine.
Silly.
But John Kasich don't have a shot in hell. In hell.
Not a damn. Not even close. And neither does Rubio. You have a choice between Ted Cruz and Trump.
That's a bad choice.
Can you see President
Honestly, between Ted Cruz and Trump, I would choose Trump.
Yeah, I would choose Trump, yeah. Ted Cruz is dangerous. He's dangerous.
Ted Cruz is a dangerous little fucking shit demon. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. He hates your loves your unborn baby until it comes out of your vagina and then it's over. Fuck the baby. Yeah. God damn, you have that baby and then don't care about it.
I don't think he likes black people.
No, he doesn't. I don't even think he likes Hispanic people, and he is Hispanic.
No.
Barely.
I think he might say nigga sometimes. Even like he does.
No, I think he uses the hard R. I don't think he says nigga. I think he uses the hard R. Like white folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, like says